KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And joining us today, Buffalo Hill Terrace's Recreation and Wellness Manager, Hannah Brown.
Hi.
Hi, and who did you bring with you today?
I brought with me Jack Gladstone.
I had a feeling that you had somebody famous today. How are you, Jack?
Good.
All right, so talk with me a little bit about the Summer Courtyard Concert Series.
Sure. So the Summer Concert Series, it's something we have every summer at Emmanuel, and it's a series of concerts. We have a couple a month, and they're for residents, they're family members, they're guests, and anyone in the community can come too. They're a free event.
So it's an opportunity for us to get a chance to see what Buffalo Hill Terrace is all about.
Sure.
Yeah, they got some great entertainment there and right in the courtyard, right?
Yeah, it's a beautiful setting.
Oh, yeah, sure is. Hey, Jack, talk with us about your latest musical excursions here.
Excursion? Well, this last week I just pulled up to Glacier Park for the 35th year in a row, and so I've started that. I went back to Homestead National Monument in Nebraska. On my way down, I went through Fort Laramie. It's always nice to visit, you know, places like the Oregon Trail and the Bozeman Trail to get a layout and to get an understanding of the historical move, the tide of migration that my mom's side, we had homesteaders there, but my dad's side was Blackfeet. So see how this whole human equation and this whole human family kind of moved into this area over the last couple hundred years.
How does this affect your music?
Oh, what my call has been is to illustrate this in a loving way, in a tender way, with the songs that I write and the stories that I research. So I'm a troubadour. I'm a lyric poet.
You just sort of take in the world as you see it.
Try to manufacture understanding and a good strong melody, and we've been well produced. Our last project, Phil Auberg, the legendary pianist and composer from Chester originally, he arranged and produced the last album. Prior to that, I worked with Lloyd Maines, producer of the Dixie Chicks home album.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I know so Lloyd. Yeah.
I've been fortunate to be in the company of great people that get the best out of you.
And when you're in a recording session, you have other musicians with you, or is this pretty much a solo act the way you usually go?
You know, for all of my projects, not too far from here, probably about 5-6 miles, Dave Griffith lives, and he's played on all my CDs. He's a very competent multi-instrumentalist, as well as some local guys, Gary Snow. Both Gary and Dave played many years with Rob Quist on the road and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So we did everything from Lewis and Clark bicentennial commemorations to concerts, Montana centennial commemoration. So writing in that vein, I think, brings out the best in you, because you can interconnect songs and interconnect a theme. So it's you're actually doing a soundtrack for a musical, it seems like.
You know, it seems this day recorded music in particular is kind of into the world of the youth. You find yourself maybe a little out of touch with all of that?
Certainly, it's intimidating for me to sit and watch the ease at which you play your keyboard here, and where you're making transitions and stuff. But that stuff, that's baked into the cake at this point. You've been doing this for 30-40 years.
Yeah, that's generous.
At least. Okay. So, anyways, I admire, and it's the kids are, my daughter, I guess she was in here not too long ago, mm-hmm. and she's very advanced. She's very patient too with her dad, but it's wonderful having two kids that are doing well. My daughter's a graduate from Glacier high school.
Sure. Yeah.
So I've been fortunate there, and she's also been involved with our Native America Speaks. Back in 1985, I was a co-founder of that.
Mm-hmm.
And we have now risen to the point where we're the oldest continuously running, operating indigenous speaker series in national park history.
Wow.
So,
well, Jack Gladstone, we're pleased to have you with us, and I understand that you might have a tune for us here in just a little bit.
I I hope I do.
All right, stick around here. Yeah. We're going to get back to Hannah here and talk more about the entire summer series right after this. Alzheimer's disease and the onset of dementia can present many challenges, not just for the person directly dealing with the disease, but for the loved ones and caregivers helping during such a trying time. That's why Emmanuel Lutheran Communities created the Dementia and Alzheimer's Support Group for Caregivers. They meet the third Monday of every month. This month, that's Monday afternoon, July 15th from 3 to 4:30 in the auditorium at Buffalo Hill Terrace. Please come share information, experiences, and understanding. For more information and to register, contact the team at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, 406-752-9625. 406-752-9625. The Dementia and Alzheimer's Support Group for Caregivers, open to the public the third Monday of every month from 3 to 4:30 in the auditorium at Buffalo Hill Terrace, 40 Claremont Street in Kalispell. Providing support for those who care for or someone experiencing Alzheimer's disease, dementia, or any related disorder that affects the memory, reason, and judgment.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. A happy, healthier you.
And from Buffalo Hill Terrace, we have the Recreation and Wellness Manager, Hannah Brown, with us. And Jack is going to sing a song for us here in the next segment. But before we get there, talk with me a little bit more about what's coming up this summer for the series.
Sure, I'd love to. We are excited to present these for folks to come to. Like I said, they're free community concerts. The first one is actually this evening at 7 o'clock, and Jack is playing. So he's kicking off our summer concert series. He actually did that last summer, and it was so much fun. It was such a great show. We had to have him come back and kick it off again for us.
Right.
So that's at 7. Yeah, and I'll just kind of name some more that are coming up. On July 24th, we've got the Leftover Biscuits. They're a super fun local group. The Community Band will be on August 14th. We've got Cowboy Country and the Gold Dust Girls on August 28th. The Montana Shamrockers, another great group. They're out of Polson. That'll be on September 4th. And then we always kind of finish off our summer concert series with a big outdoor party. So our grand finale, we're going to have the Smart Alex play. And again, everyone's invited to that. That's Saturday, September 21st at 4. So we have live music and food, and everybody's welcome.
Yeah, we've been to a couple of them where there's been a little dancing going on,
too. Oh, absolutely.
It's just a fun time.
It is, yeah.
And a wonderful atmosphere, and it gives you a chance to, not only see the facilities there at Buffalo Hill Terrace, but also to meet the fine people there, too.
Yes, for sure.
All right. Anna, anything else you want to add to that? Because I'm itching to get him to sing.
I know. I am, too. I just would love for people to come. Like I said, it's a fun event, and the more the merrier.
So. I tell you what. Let's bring Jack on and have him sing a song for us right after this.
When you've been hospitalized for an illness, an injury, or surgery, there's no better place to recover than the Retreat at Buffalo Hill. Short-term rehabilitation in a spectacular setting with its private, beautifully appointed guest rooms and lodge-like design. You know, the Retreat feels less like a clinic and more like a fine hotel. The Retreat staff offers the highest level of professional and technical services, and its therapy gyms even include an underwater treadmill for aquatic therapy and the region's only anti-gravity treadmill. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities focus on promoting whole person wellness, which also means you'll find plenty to do while you recover. For more information or to pre-reserve your guest room before surgery, call 261-0688. That's 261-0688 for the Retreat at Buffalo Hill. Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Well, we've been talking about the big Summer Courtyard concert series coming up at Buffalo Hill Terrace, and I believe is it tonight? Tomorrow night?
Tonight.
It is tonight. Okay, and Jack Gladstone is on. So before Jack performs for them, he's going to perform for us. Okay, Jack, go ahead.
This will cost you.
All right.
I'm gonna play a song called Chapel of Sea. I wrote this song in Greece back in 2006. I went with Flathead Valley Community College, kind of a field trip to Greece, and we sea kayaked from island to island there, which was very insightful, especially with the relationship of Greece and the Hellenistic period to Western civilization's foundation there. What's fascinating also is it was in Greek that the New Testament originally made the journey, the migration from oral tradition into written tradition. So with that, the Chapel of Sea is dedicated to, not just to the literal Chapel of Sea where I wrote the song. You could probably put four or five people, all these little meditational chapels around there, but also to the role of our great national parks and what's left of our wildlands on Earth, much like chapels in a rising sea of development and industrialization. And last of all, the third, I guess, metaphorical portion of the Trinity, I like to look at it, our planet is within a cosmic sea. So all three of those, the chapel, the wildlands, and our planet Earth in this cosmic sea in our universe. This is it. I strode over the hills, over the roads of an ancient island. Not that I'm lost, I just came to explore. Where the journey had reached, it reached to the door. I walked a plank of stone into the sea from this ancient island. The key was in, so I opened the door for rest and reprieve. A mother was holding her child, a heartbeat steady and mild. I pondered the lessons I learned and the ones yet to be. There's no riches to earn in this chapel of sea. Ships in a storm, faith may be lost. I've learned to accept there's something in trade for the blessing of sunrise. But given my luck this far behind the bars, a vision in prison, the key I thought lost was cradling me as I ventured across. A mother holding her child, a heartbeat steady and mild. I reckon the lessons I learn are the ones I retrieve. Candles flickering free in this chapel of sea.
Thank you so much. Boy, what a great treat. Hannah, I want to get you back here again. You'd mentioned that there's a website we can go to get the complete schedule for the series.
Yeah, definitely. So you can go to ilcorp.org and see the whole lineup there. You can always just call us too and get more info.
All right, sounds like a great series. And tonight, Jack, you're on.
Yahoo!
Yeah. Forward to it.
Jack Gladstone, thank you so much, and thank you, Hannah Brown.
Thank you.
A Happy, Healthier You is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.